The cameras have stopped rolling. The sets are silent. Now, the trouble is not in Hollywood. It's in Southern California's pornography industry, the multi-billion-dollar adult industry that employs thousands of people, from technicians to actors. And they're all talking about what happened this week that has shut down production at many of the biggest companies making films and videos there. NPR's Nova Sappho has the story.
Adult film actor Darren James, that's a stage name, has appeared in more than 200 videos and with many women. Last week, James and co-star Laura Rocks tested positive for HIV. The Los Angeles County Department of Health confirmed that it's the first time since the late 1990s that an HIV-positive actor has infected others in the industry. Stephen Hirsch is the co-CEO of Vivid Entertainment Group.
We were in the process of shooting. I sat down with my director and two production managers, and we discussed it and made the decision to suspend shooting until we got more information.
The Vivid Entertainment Group is not alone. Many other companies have also halted production. Hirsch says he made the decision after seeing a list of dozens of actors who may have been directly or indirectly exposed to Darren James. That list was put out by the Adult Industry Medical Healthcare Foundation, or AIM. Its co-founder Sharon Mitchell says monthly blood tests are required by almost all adult video companies.
We test 1,200 talent members per month for HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis, and then every 6 months they're tested for other diseases.
AIM, which is funded by the industry, started the testing protocol in 1998. That's when several women were infected by one actor who had HIV. Kat Sunlove is a lobbyist for the adult video industry.
The number of people that I've spoken with are worried, but we're also heartened by the fact that the AIM protocols have worked perfectly.
But AIM's Sharon Mitchell doesn't think so. She says a combination of testing and condom use is the best way to reduce risk, but many in the industry won't use them.
Only 17% of the talent uses condoms because they get paid more not to.
She says that's how Darren James got infected and why he might have infected others. Meanwhile, Vivid Entertainment's Stephen Hirsch says he's not worried because his company requires condoms, but he'd still like a full account of all those that might be infected.
Within the next couple of weeks, I think the list should be complete, and at that time we can make the decision whether or not to go back into production.
If Hirsch decides to do so, it would go against another AIM recommendation that the entire industry halt production for 2 months. AIM's Sharon Mitchell thinks economics will likely prevent that recommendation from being adopted. Nova Sappho, NPR News, Los Angeles.